Blog Talk Radio.
Unleash the freshness.
Unstoppable. Check it, check it, check it. Pull up, pull up, pull up.
Yo, what up, Nef, man?
See, this is Harlem, me riding.
Turn the music back up.
Let's go.
I got what Primo. Pressing the G code, we on a new level with the C notes. I'm from where kids hustle on a block and roll C low, and niggas stay strapped like G bows. T nights with me week to week though. Life was different when they got him for that Rico. For a couple kilos, coulda had him underground. He was living life illegal. Now we getting right in our pockets looking chicho. Sipping cappuccino on a jet to cans. Couple models getting lit, they the best in France. Got Leonardo though, catch me if you can. We had to kill Beijing and next Japan, man. This be hot, I could catch a tan. My demographic in LA, all Mexican. I love my supporters, they keep the check in hand. So every time I get a chance, I'ma bless the fam. What up, what
check up? Check it, check it, check it.
Pull up, pull up, pull up.
Yo, what up, Nef, man?
See, this is Harlem, me riding.
Turn the music back up.
Check it, check it, check it.
Pull up, pull up, pull up.
Yo, what up, Nef, man?
Turn the music back up. Done created a dream world. Slept with my dream girl. Brought mama that new house. Diamonds and mean pearls. Done went to Africa. Talked to the have-nots. Donated some uniforms. Teach them how to have guap. Primo put the soul in it. I make the track hot. And this thing forever. Got the game in the padlock. I just want something real. I'm tired of the ass shots. Don't wanna go to the club. I'm tired of them trap spots. My generation stuck on stupid, showing guns on the gram, but no one use it. Sometimes I feel like I'm about to lose it, because the fake win when y'all know what the truth is. It's me, the S-E, R to the fucking G. My bars is gangsta, nobody can fuck with me. Rest in peace, guru, nobody can fuck with he. You rappers is cuckoo, better wake up out your fucking dream.
Check it, check it, check it.
Pull up, pull up, pull up.
Yo, what up, Nef, man?
Turn the music back up.
Check it, check it, check it.
Pull up, pull up, pull up.
Yo, what up, Nef, man?
Turn the music back up.
Live on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to WBNN Tuesday night. Tuesday night. This is a product of WBNN on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, featuring Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. the Boston Chronicle. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight we're going to adventure into a different part of me that might make you laugh, might make you come through the computer screen, might even make you want to call me after the show. But for sure, there's something to be learned from what I say and what I say not. But sit back, tune your mind in, and after the show, you could have that chance of speaking to the Boston Chronicle. And don't be afraid to ask questions. After all, I desire to know what your thoughts are. So to crack it off, I'm going to do this piece for you called Reflective Observation. The eyes aid the reflection as the thoughts look further into the awareness of her spirit. How beautiful his reflective observation catches his eye as he traverses in front of her in a window of affirmation. She begins the wonder of the sensual balance that outlines her portrait. Did she know he already stood on her mental doorsteps about to cross the mental thresholds of her reflection observation? Her moment, their time, his involvement, sufficient attributes as they steal each other's sense of reality. Confronting the distinctive colors of their heavens as so he sits at the orbit of her mental self, reflective of her own observation, but without elation, but of his vivid, decisive delight. As though she was floating on the scent of his harmonized energies, her breath like springtime, his moments, the luxury of discovery, unmasking her charm in the beauty of her mind. And here he stands in her mental living room, opening mental doors of reflective observation. And it's true that makes her run free with his spirit and an urgency of simplicity, springing spontaneous from both hearts as her smile carried daylight as sweet as genuine flowers of expression. Intoxicating. Intoxicating creative illumination of her true creex and inward ability to pull further its reflection observation. She could see the interplay planted in her mental images that describe him all too well by his initiated knowledge of his nature of transcending her. As she observes her own subsuming the plotting moments of nature's sensibility, thinking upon her equivalent response, he had become part of her mental awareness. A denial warmth that is as is association, yet her inner crucial question remains of all. How has he implanted himself deep in the core of her cranial consciousness, exposed in her reality infinite? The only thing he wanted to know, as if she knew, with her beauty, did she believe in herself? In peace. So, again, let me walk around your soul. Let me take a walk around your soul. I promise to enter it like a cathedral, solemnly, reverently, and with an aching heart, the way church songs sometimes make you want to shout. Let me walk around your soul on my bare feet that I might feel the texture of your personal concepts of bliss between my toes and the fluidity of your pains and whirlpools around my ankles. Let me breathe the winds that blow around your soul and let it change my state of mind. Let me bathe in the murmuring seas whose waves run home to the edges of your soul. And let me, the cleansing waters, teach me what I need to know. Let me lie down on the sands and watch the wistful moon fasten to the calm firmament of your soul and let it paint a picture for me. Using the colors you cooked in your private kitchen. Let me sing to the fragile silence in the late night seaside boulevard of your soul and be the one to turn on the street lamps that illuminate your beauty and sit by the park bench under the pool of light all night. Waiting for sunrise, I want to know you. I promise I won't make a sound as I do tell my story of your soul. And I will trace my fingers around the healed scars of your heart while you stare into my eyes. What a look, as if you're about to cry or kiss me. And that's Mr. The Boston Chronicle on WBNN. All right.
Yo, Pat, yo, son, what you doing out here this late, son?
Ain't none. I came to the 24-hour store and all that out here fucking playing dice with these niggas, man.
Man, you know my style, man. I was just making it rain in the Golden Lady. I'm about to take it in, man.
Yeah, me too, man.
It's like 4 in the morning, man. Take it in, dog.
It's 4 o'clock. Yeah, I'm going to get some rest.
Hey, yo, I left the corner 4 in the morning. Hit it up, hit the crib, tumble down the stairs. pick me up. Overheard my own people planning to hit me up, and they ain't even know I was listening. Silly fuck.
That post be stunting. Yo, son, tear his kidneys up and clap him on the top of his head. That should be dumb.
I dug in my pocket so I could load the millie up, and all I felt was Philly blunts. I'm pissy drunk. Body me, how could it be? We blood brothers. We hit behind the same cause with slug hovers. We talked about the future and rising above hunger. But now you got envisions of making this dog suffer. Thinking what could have made him flip? Is he a blood and he think I'm crisp? Is he in love and I hit his chick? No time to think, creep like a night burglar. Cause for my life, violence, sight, murder, vice versa. I bust through the door, ready to let my iron boom. I'ma turn his living room to the dying room. Turn the bathroom to the blast room. Bedroom to the dead room. Glad left him red dead doom.
Hey yo, Pat, remember that kid you had beef with back in 94?
What about
yeah, well, that coward nigga home now. He talking reckless.
What?
Beat me uptown so I can kick it with
no
you.
No doubt.
You know how it's gonna go down.
Word in the ghetto, this kid I had drama with before. Insane tone, just came home, he won the war. That black on black crime is swine truthfully. But if my brother try to do me, I have the empty five in his goofy. Who plotting to shoot me? Gotta be loony trying to go against my block with a stoolie. That's like an ox to a Uzi. Found out where one of them lived, so he hopped in the hoopty, hit his crib. Caught him in the bathroom watching a movie. I asked a few questions, he tried to fool me. So I electrocuted him, I kicked his TV inside the jacuzzi. Some naked cutie ran in the room screaming, don't shoot me. My bullets hit a dead and a cootie came out of booty. I grabbed his chick named Rudy, put it to a doobie, and made her tell me where the rest of the crew be. Soon as we hit the other spot,
yo, park the car on the other block. Keep it running, cause if they see us coming, I'm dummy hop.
Shut the fuck up, I'm running the shots. In fact, black, you'll take the Mac back, cause clack pass back. The other block hopped out of the car, gas cock, ready to rock. Pulled right up on the side of us, the old duty cop. I told him, let's make a deal, split it partially. You don't disrespect my robbery, I won't disconnect your arteries. He pulled off and didn't bother me, sort of hard in me. My niggas by the car with me, screwing them with authority. Bum rushed out, way in the door, rage of a war, waving the fall. Y'all know what this is, lay on the floor. I picked one of them up and put his face to the wall. Told him I want the gun, his drugs, jewels, papers, and all. But he stole, he tried to lie and say some chick had it. Soon as he said his word was born, I gave him a miscarriage. Put the money in the big bagging. I saw two other dreads on the floor, chit-chatting and slick acting. I told him I'd pinch if you flinch, baggy. When Strong grabbed the big ratchet from Flip Jacket and shit shattered. We walked out of the building holding cases of loot. When we made it up the stoop, niggas was blazing off the roof. My man tumbled down the basement steps, grabbed him by his shoulder, turned him over, looked in the face of death. He was shaking, stressed, trembling, sighing and shit. I took the money out his pocket, no sense of dying with this. Cocked the hammer on my iron and spit. Heard everybody crying, I'm hit. My whole life was out of my clip. Ran out of bullets, niggas pulling up behind me and whip. Backed me down, looked around, all my crimeys was hit. To all the thugs still breathing, take a deep breath. He who lit a street life shall die street death. Thugger. To be continued.
How will you accept the many monosyllables effective in the word choices, neither too formal nor informal? Those ones of master verbalism scattering grains and pearls of what is before you. This montani upon their ambiguous teaching is the exercising of mind leading from your realities of this world to the next supporting points of mental exertion upon you. The audience hoping to cleanse the doors of perception, moving the audience to vision to exercise those intellects in pursuit of truth. That talent which is the curse to hide. And so the imagination proceeds in an epic moment of clarification to the ends of thoughts, golden streams, distinguished between the message of vision and mystery, stirring up searching, using darkness to the light, those human eyes to weaken to behold. As I, the one, will create symbolic languages and another reduces the language to symbolism, to a set of signs how now the movement with authorical intrusion impeding the traverse axis of imaginary's vision of understanding. The monosyllable trains the reader into the house of the interpreters how concluding continuity is broken, yet ruptures the unobserved to those of no comprehension in the paradise lost. But the skill to convey is orphic through a complex metaphor to capture the sights of harmonious order that delivers an oracle, gives birth to light. And you will understand what to do in this renaissance of metaphor. And then, the spirit said necessity. So he had the pleasure of a pleasant journey into the past and to the depth of earth and saw her rebirth. She allowed me to walk down the path of her truer maturation, discovering the depth of her wounds if she had cried a number of times created by humans. She had really begun the healing humans still have yet to be ready. She acknowledged me, and so I have, and I she. Then in the symphony, she spoke, best that I help you build your heart and mind so necessary. You will encounter your powerful connection. Your boat has arrived. Floating in a state of peace in her mental aim, oh, blessings will become the shoulders of nations encased by God. His hands are wrapped around you as he actively addresses the pain and conflict in your life. She spoke so vividly, my friend. In order to come to inner integration and harmony, you must forgive yourself and live. It is essential and necessary to dwell wonderfully in a spiritual rhythm to measure our spiritual maturity. Prepared well and spring plowing the sowing planting, then we wait in the expectancy responding to our current spiritual season. Springtime begins with the renewal with you. Speech fulfills celebration, admiration that goes unspoken. The celebration that hidden in the heart, the silence quenches the sentiment. You must know the difference between a conviction and a crusade of a wonderfully spiritual rhythm and maturation. Now we're about to have an international internet radio Hall of Fame frosting legend, Brother O.
Yo. Yeah, yo, yo. 97 F. Yeah. Yo. I need some time alone. Cold, my rhymes will turn your mind to stone. And that's the work of Satan. Niggas be hating, but I'm a pot of gold. And this ain't just me rapping, it's really something you got to know. Catch one more nigga hating, get him a casket, that bastard about to go. Whoa, nasty baby, I'm crazy, the 90s raised me. I'm just as smart, probably smarter than half the cats who played me. Brazy, driving Miss Daisy, hearing all my straps. In my zone, mind on my money, like where that shit at? I'm all alone, that's my only hope. And be damned if I'ma chase that with some phony homes. On the real, it be the ones that say we got this. Now you ain't alone as long as I'm here to pull out that Glock 9. And cocked it. He mad you got rich, but on the low you should've watched him. Cats conniving, head first into the livest object. That was your man, now you bout to die quick. Over some fly shit, you feel reminded of your fast life ventures and winters. Blinded to the flashlight. Yo, into. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. Back. Back.
Listen, yo. Yo, I got a poor man's panache, I be stretching the cash. I'm a little passive aggressive, you can stretch when I'm mad. For the line, man, it's depressive, rappers stressing me back. Got too many less than impressive rappers left in my past. Better yet, we gon' leave them left in the past. I'm a slob, this time I cry, then he left in the bag. Who am I? I'm a titan, so be expecting a clash. Start to waving on, matching, you think I'm catching the cash. No question is the answer, that's if you look in the ass. Look at meth, breaking bad like he cooking meth in the lab. Still a lethal weapon, but try and bless him with math. Rappers never learn their lessons, so I ain't letting them pass. I ain't letting them brag, I ain't letting them swag. Bump swag, just being blunt while I'm plugging my ass. Y'all ain't up in my class in the building, it's ASAP meth. Quick to kill him, that's an ASAP death.
I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back.
Back. The back dog, I'm Shaq Strong, I'm breaking back bars, draped to Tommy, my bitch beside me, young God body, I play the back of club, flick a foul, youngers and rowdy, fools get rowdy, ain't nothing done, my gun's from Saudi, high off the Maui, the trippy weed, rolling the Fonzie, you know the Fonzo, Tucio Guapo, I'm head honcho, I sport the poncho, connect with Sandro, the illish I know, killing them pronto, my funky fresh, the filthy designer, but check my rhymes though, a verse is like a atomic bomb, yo, haters like Sahos, I peel off in the illish I hoes, watch out for Bajos, H leaning, that's why he drops slow, Nas Diablo, the 90s ever shit in effect, clowns be watching best protect your neck. What? Told y'all niggas what? Huh? Told these motherfuckers, nigga.
Yo, stop playing.
ASAP mom for the show.
I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I bought the funky, funky Nikes, got the hat to match. I bought the funky.
funky, funky night, cap the hat to match. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. I got a funky, funky style with a funky swag. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. And when I kill him with the flow, ain't no coming back. Back.
To another, this is the product of WBNN on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, featuring Jeffrey Sanders, a.k.a. the Boston Chronicle. Dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Chai Multimedia. All right, do we have any callers in queue?
Call number 1, you're live right now with your man, Mr. Boston.
What up?
Who this?
Eavesdropper.
No, Eavesdropper. What's going on, man? How you feeling
I'm
tonight?
Good. Yeah, that's good. It's hard, but I didn't even know you had this on Tuesday night, so I'm going to have to check this out.
Hey, man, you know what? I come in, I fit in where I fit in, man. I do what I do. I do what I am. You know what I'm saying, so.
Yeah, you didn't tell me nothing about this. I'm like, shit, damn, when the hell did this come out? I'm like, wait, when did this all of a sudden just come around?
But you know how it go, man. You know how Mr. Boston get down, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You got something for us tonight, man. Well, shoot it.
And I got one for Pac's birthday Thursday. I got one for him, relevant to this day, birthday poem for Tupac. Still dealing with all this emotional pain. Stuff you said is relevant to this day. You may have been a man of many contradictions. Who would have thought the things you said would be the world's conditions? On the day of your birth, we want you to know you still hold worth. Been gone all these years, in your words, we still shed so many tears. Always been a legend, and there can never be any better. So today we still show you love, and we put no one else above. To this day, you're still a legend, so you'll always be highly respected. Left us before you could make change in the world of corruption, still feeling serious destruction, and that's that piece.
Indeed. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you for coming by, man, and supporting the WBNN. You know, the Golden Time Multimedia platform over here, man. Appreciate it. Look out for some more dates coming up soon. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate you. Thank you. We'll sit you back down on the couch over there. Okay? All right. The little boy's mind is like a pond without full of waves because he feels separated from and often threatened by unplanned, unwelcome occurrences. The little boy's mind is like the pond where someone has just dropped a boulder, but the little boy listens and gazes into the depth of his teacup, and his attention intensifies under the mental waters, looking up into a world filled with dryness. His inner boy traverses the sagas of time, feeling something is missing in his all-night subconscious face of his mind on an odyssey into the mental realm searching for light past the shadow. Frightened by mystery on a journey into his mental confrontation that will deliver or destroy him. The little boy has fears created by unreasonable accusations in the quest of his crystal castle. Yet his guardian angel of his spirit is like Socrates on an adventure. The little boy is learning how to live in a specific discipline, seeing the world a little boy should grow to master and awaken to simply being happy and uncomplicated. The little boy blends into a world so different at times where life experiences begin, and he steps beyond the middle. chair learned life is not an private, but a lesson only to be made useful to share. His piercing wisdom and humor is the little boy within who fights for splendid virtue, for higher endeavor, for its bloodline wisdom. And therefore, this inner child sparkles beautiful landscape path of independence. But he is only a little boy on the journey to become a seasoned man. The second part of this is called the little girl. Birthed from the spiritual ideal of God, lifted high upon the steps of her mother's birth court, under the watchful eye of her father. From birth, the girl child sees the first signs of struggle of life that challenges a puberty. She has started her lifelong journey from childhood to adolescence into womanhood. She watches her mother learn greater lessons from her father, her journey unique. She sees what is before her, too many young peers trying to impress her, fit her into cliques and groups that influences her status of preconception. Friendships and substance, while they lose their individuality behind masks of makeup. She knows of the decisions and choices she has to make. This mark floats within her head, already knowing the world is an appendage of man. Those who will and have abused the ones who leave their children fatherless. But the question remains that who is the most responsible for the fatherless and motherless children? Who is accountable at all? And she sees the exploited woman and child, she wonders, what has happened to our community, our villages, our houses to raise our children? What has happened to the men of substance, worse to him too? Stop selling guns and drugs and selling yourself short. What are you doing about your education? Without it, you remain conceptually incarcerated. Still blaming others for your self-made situation. Use your imagination and rise beyond. These are the questions still needing answers. She has been in these circumstances in the brothels of life, but she has grown into a woman. She has come through the flames of making mistakes, broken relationships, torn friendships, and rough choices, but with no regret. Refusing to be that girl from all around the way. A woman with the H and the V wording in her mouth are the product of the so-called environment. She's a woman without label, even though society has labeled her as, but she is bold and respectful, a kindred spirit, one of substance, an example of an empowering, uplifting her sister to her brother to give her community. She has no color barrier. He takes chances and makes those chances reality, commanding her respect in every arena without rejecting the poor or sick. She has become her own corporation and refuses to become part of the corporate system. Spiritually strong, spiritually enlightened, a Van Zandt disciple. She has come across the bridge of compassion to become the Fortisher woman of love. She has taken the little girl's journey into the choice of her womanhood. Her journey of past, present, future, and now, accepting the pain of mistakes from being lonely, vulnerable, to outspoken, along with gratitude from that she has experienced parts of life. She has come through the portal on a mission, growing into womanhood without apology. She brings with her the emphasis of her mother. She has earned her right of passage along her sometimes uneven path, but an illuminating path on her journey into her womanhood. And she leaves one message to the young woman who has come to take the journey. She, this independent black woman, never ever becomes too independent to say you don't need a man. You need each other, and I'm extraordinarily proud we are you, moral, physical, exist among everywhere around you. And temptation of a dozen kinds presents themselves daily, yet most of you strive to do what is right. raise my voice in praise of you to express my love, my encouragement, and my admiration for you. I want you to feel the reality of what that means. You truly are. You are literally a spirited daughter of heavenly parents, but an earthly child with a divine nature and eternal destiny. This surpassing truth should be fixed deep in your soul and be fundamental to every decision you make as you grow into a mature woman, including your fear and frustration. And he knows what you can become through faith in him because of this divine heritage. Never believe the hype. You're not with us. You're against us. You haven't been taught how to be, along with all your spiritual sisters and brothers. And caution, never part yourself from your sisters and brothers of an inner world that is just as much as a monster. And that's the Boston Chronicle. Now we're about to have a track from the world-known DJ, Brother O.
And yo, it's such a shame all these dick riders trying to corrupt the game. But what it bring? Nothing but pain and winning your fucking brain. And nothing changed since the album. I'm still wildin', I'm still violent. I've been waiting for this moment like Phil Collins. For all my life, I've been striving for this right. Hyper than hype, fighting the fine sight. This night is the night, and I ain't even trying to let a nigga slide. I've been dying to get a guy to dare to try, and I've been prepared to die. I rush your crib like a Jehovah's Witness. Sold up and exposed your infant. Hold up, did you notice my heroic entrance? I'm so relentless in this field of rap. Everything is real intact, fully back. My bullies will be peeling caps. I'm tackling rapper like a linebacker. Play my rhyme backwards. You can hear the devil speak his mind with fine rapping. Things get drastic and cross for my plastic. I pack lips between my nuts and my fat dick.
Grab a hole cause you never heard of.
Coming through and still hurt you. Why your Kleenex cats to stay full of germs? We here in Fifth Ave, but y'all still hit turns. Don't really care about y'all, really care about y'all. You're on our side, we do our thing. Play the cut, let the phone ring. P-Rock Connect team, from MP to LC. My thug straight thugging it. That's the niggas out of the booth, unplugging it. Strange fruit, my niggas live to shoot. There is a strange thing, a nigga never had a suit. Yo, so what's what happened? Remember the unknown from clapping. Cat stacking. Yo, the beef dead it. This whole squad afraid to set it. Yo, I heard, son. Son is rockin' nice work, done. Got up out the hood. Wouldn't believe that. This cat would have ass rollin'. Flamboyant, this man golden. Yo, the senator. Crime sinister. John Dillinger. Better respect my words like I'm the minister.
Let's separate the men from the war.
Verbal attack.
Big pun.
Noriega.
Keep rockin'.
Common.
Yo, we just begun the story. Compound and Nori. Look to the sun for glory as time runs before me. I'm after the day of judgment. I stood before the jury explaining why I was in a gun orgy. He was fucking with me. I ain't no ducking MC. With the knowledge of a little thug blood in me. And stud bumped into me. Beef, it was finna be. My appetite for destruction is finicky. He was the industry type. Influenced by magazines and snipes. Rocked Adidas, but he had no stripes. I could tell in high school that he had no fights. Hold this better than he hold mics. He spiked his punchline. Recurve the bench. Call for backup like one time when he heard it was sense. That deliver words with intent to kill. Whether the hip-hop type, country rapper, or Big Will. I peel some rap back, then peel this cap back. Fucker thought I was abstract, now his life is backtrack. In the center of the party, it's cool, identified the body. Left him signing the wait list saying, I can't take this fake shit.
All right, y'all, now listen.
Yeah.
Moving, y'all. That's what I do, baby.
Noriega, common sense for the 9-8. Get it straight.
Yeah.
about freedom. You know what I mean? And then, you know, I was just basically learning from watching everybody.
Boom, boom. So, there you go. DJ, the DJ over there flashing. He over there flashing. West Coast style, for real. Welcome back to WBN into tonight, y'all. This is the product of WBN on air now. From Lagos, Nigeria. Yeah, play that beat. We can jump to aka the Fulton Chronicle. Y'all know
gotta have that ear.
And 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. All right. All right. Do we got a caller in queue? That's what I want to know.
Peace
caller number
and
three.
Blessings, Brother Boston.
Who this? Who this? Who this?
Ah, Sister Bessie, the truther.
Sister Bessie. Now, you know, you know, I just love you over here. You know what I'm saying? I just love you when you come over here. You come, you come with your God spirit and your gangster spirit all at the same time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You know, I wrote a poem Sunday. So this is the first poem I've written in a while. So I wanted to call in and test it out on your audience. And peace and blessings to Brother O, number one DJ.
Yeah, he always over there. He always bumping that West Coast swing. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
He bumps that West Coast swing. Yes, indeed. He does.
All right.
Your mic.
Okay. The name of the poem is In the Devil We Trust. Violence in the land, evil has taken hold of man. The wicked are growing like the grains of sand. Shootings everywhere. Does anyone care? The spirit of mankind is on a daily decline while the rich whine and dine. Politics is for all the money while the world has no honey. The prince of the air has taken over all of the people in despair. Poison has filled the air. The guns has a voice. And the youth don't know how to call a truce. We have shamed our ancestors because we are carrying the noose. Where is the spiritual light? The world needs it to fight. While the enemy is plotting the apocalypse, the trap for mankind has been set. Like tears of a river wet. We are being led to the slaughter while the Trojan horse heads to the border. A purge will begin from the frying pan to the skillet. Watch the tares face while they rush to take your place, because they will practice fakes. Prepare yourselves for the reapers. Prepare yourselves for the reapers, because this nation will soon be filled with sucking leeches. They will thrive on the weak, the elite to deceit. Make your purpose count, for we are about to have a food drought. Let your prayers be real loud, because the world is being eaten by the wolf hounds that are blood vampires in the crowd. Let your love flow with hope and not dope. If the world doesn't change, we will all be walking on that tight rope. What the devil has at this time is a big grin, because he knows many of this earth are filled with sin. This is a warning. Let God's heart win.
She smiles from her melon. For a million plus years, her smile was a friendly game of creating life. She whispered in return, kissing Mother Earth softly. She was conceptions of fairness, nurturing justification of the conception that required humanity's birth. She smiled like this. Her smile, a greater principle of happiness. A soul journey overcoming her challenges, still greater happiness of her birthing of a nation. Every time and time again, her nation sees her smile a woman that blooms into her full-fledged spirit person. She draws her strength from the fluid blackness, earth, flowers, wood, plants, and trees. She is the black dot from the tree of life. The three-dimensional infinita sensentia festivals. She represents me in all directions. She is the symbols of my nested vibration and frequency, the primordial celestial waters of new melanin soul consciousness. The lens of the pineal eye from which I see. She is connected to her world through her family of her ancient Haru Isis project. Caring about her life, her future, her beautiful distinctions of royalty. Her potential is all that her crown distinction. She is the pregnancy of hopes engaged in her purpose without conflict. She is relevant determination, seen in her first smile just like this. The first chapters of introduction and critical thinking of life written from her smile. Colloquial presentation from her flow, the verbal drivers, the breath and reason for her to smile like this in the density of good faith loyalty. Never wonder where her smile comes from. It arises from her beautiful spirit soaring inside. It smiles like a tickle black teddy bear in her social morality. She smiles because together we're each other's soul journey. And that's that piece. Sister Bessie. Just going to describe you perfectly.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Brother Boston. I loved it. I loved it.
Okay.
Thank you so
now
much.
This one,
and
this is
going
to describe you perfectly. I got one more for you. This is going to describe
okay.
you perfectly.
All right.
It's called a special. It's called a special. I see your eyes are surpassing tenderness. Who are you? Tell him what turns you on. Will you let me touch all of your darkest fantasies where we both can experience them? It's you and me in this room, on this bench. Like gleaming animals painted in moonlight, affection, communicate that or guide me in a new direction. My foreplay is my long-term action. She shook him to its core. There were no words for what her mind was experiencing. I cannot take pleasure without giving pleasure, without being conquered or having conquered. I have this need to taste your euphoric kiss and dwell in your greatest bliss. You will always rejoice it and remember it with equal passion and joy, especially the sight of what has caused me to come. And to your clothed body pressed to mine, our sweet golden and glistening in candlelight, our souls intertwined and dripping with sweat. There's no world, no land, no God or heaven or earth outside of these two celestial bodies. Naked and trembling in the act of love, especially our souls intertwined and gushing of dew merges melodies playing the same symphony. She art screaming, the lightning blazing from her center, sparking through her limbs, flying out her fingertips. She was incandescent, pulling her legs in a swirl around the star of his narrow of space. Down into her once, twice, his taut spirit jerked within her, and she could feel every muscle in her body tense. He groaned in her ear like a man dying and then fell senseless and limp in peace. There you go.
You a mess, Brother Boston. Oh, man. I like that one, too. You're trouble. You are trouble.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
All right, brother. Sister Bessie.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Really,
I need
really
to.
Appreciate
you. I appreciate you a whole lot. My show is on the 24th coming up.
Okay. Hopefully I'm off that day.
Yes. And thank you so much for what you do. I enjoy your poetry. You are a lovely man. I love you so much, Brother Boston.
Ma'am, thank you. I love you back. All right. All right. We're about to have a track from the one and only, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster legend, Brother O.
Hey yo, millionaire monkeys, microphone mix masters, make money from music, the funk fit faster, slap up, bitch boy knock his tooth out his grill, Sean Price beat the truth in the veil, listen, if you knock on my door, I'm cocking the floor, great escape from the law like the side of Shakur, for a dime a crack, you can put your cock in the whore, kind of worse when you're rocking on tour, listen, groupie girls want to lick on your dick, groupie guys want to get in the flick, I'm like, fuck you, give me some chips, overall they like Sean so ill, who you think you is, Ron O'Neill? A lot of rock bar, paw, scar, paw on the grill. Big fuck space cut when they fuck with the rail. Mighty flow, young, so dumb, guns is drawn. Calamity on your family, your son is born. One.
I punch you in your face, nigga. Who the fuck you talking to?
Crush killer, destroy double savage, you pass to be a dumb steel. If it roaring, we smash through your average street. Run the steel, can avoid it, the spasm, the agony, battered, you bitch bastard. We can call your old faculty.
Hey, yo, Sean Price, boot camp best. Give me the number two pencil, watch me take the test. Shake your set, break your neck, competitors flee. Who the fuck rhyme better than me? Nobody, body, touch in my ear, O.E. in my palm. I'm Freddy Krueger, your face, Michael Myers, your mom. You bother with mine, that's when I'm sparking the nine. Pull out the thing, play more like carpeting time. Fantastic flow, connected concepts. Broke niggas with new kicks, that's my projects. My man like, fuck, you ain't reaching the kids. I stuck my hand out in three pieces wig. I'm doing my thing, you new to the game. Don't hate, celebrate, parkour in the gang. I don't have a big crew, just crew with the ring. And a couple of loose crew dudes boosting your chain.
Fuck, you don't know me. I smack the shit out of you, bro. Fuck
out of here.
Brownsville, nigga. Fuck
wrong with you, man? Crush, killer, destroy, double savage, you catastrophe. Dumb steel, if it roaring, we smash through your average street. Run the steel, can avoid it, the spasm, the agony, battered, you bitch bastard. We can call your whole faculty.
You already know. Tonight, after the show, I want to be your lover. So I just had to consult Ms. Zane a few moments ago. She was citing me on the show. She said, put it to her mental, physical, nice and slow. And put visual expressions in your ear and make raw love to them. And just take over your mind like an intimate soldier, the way I'd explain you to Miss Zane. She said, a strong black woman such as you wasn't born yesterday. You were born in this now for the actual moment. I said, Miss Zane, she was sexy, sensual, intellectual, smart. Yet she set the precedent in my heart, and I allow her to capture my character, and that she would make me the bodies of a private investigator in the same moment, live up to the expectations of a serious tongue prober. She said, handle me in the shower to the kitchen countertop and on the floor by the fireplace. I would receive head until I felt like I was going to die. But baby, it's no shame in my game to return the favors. I like your curves as you step erotically into my mental room, but allow me to enter and whisper into your mind as you verbally ask, can you handle it? Come get it. Because you were
woman enough to make my penis inflamed and vibrating spiral, but Miss Zane said, make sure your body passes over my face. Kalingus is one of your favorites because you like it when you warm walls quake. But the secret to me is you need to get comfortable on my tongue and face and stimulate my nose with the smell of that thing, thing. Let me grasp your hips and pull you closer until my tongue finds your G-spot. Taking in that sigh of pleasure in your climaxing until the moment I slurp you through my mental straw. This was just a test to test your stamina. Be careful. The California master scribe will make the woman from you, from the South, get caught up. But in all actuality, we have to experience a threesome. Your gang, you gang, but then game off. That's that piece. Now. All right. So, here we are. She didn't yet understand the ways of this man, even though she could tell that he was a wide alpha male temperament from another place and time chosen for her. He took her on a journey into the spiritual man, one shown her since the dawn of her womanhood. She stood on the shores of her thoughts as he mingled in hers like a hang glider. He stood on the shores of her heart and mind, directing her soul and stole the consciousness of her womanness. He cradled her head in both his hands, his mouth hot on her neck. Sometimes he murmured, I want to punish you a little. His face was intense and passionate above her. His lips possessed her in a kiss that was both savage and tender. And she opened to him eagerly. Her voice became like ragged velvet. He was the execution of her wet pink behavior. And the crowning of her spear, the esoteric binding her to his erect insertion. He explained the energy of her orgasm would be harnessed in the right way. She would become his source of infinite pranic energy and lead her to eternal life. Firmly still, he her without exception an introduction to Makiba, penetrated mentally in her second unmentionable point. She was stultified in a mental gaze, a steamy transformation precisely constitutive of subjectivity as such. She knew he was going to perceptively have sex with her within a congenital rite. When it came time for sequencing the steps of the sexual act, meditating on such things, she would fall asleep at night with her pillow wound tightly in her arms as if it was the physical heat. A perception of a nocturnal prophecy. She understood she couldn't resist the benefits from the sexual release. She paused again, then added fascination of his thick golden phallus inside her yearning, burning walls, the striking cue inside her royal pinkness, as he too needed to secretly bump the walls of her tight, wet inner citadel. A weighted sense frequency, as he too needed to understand in esoteric high school, having her balance of moral thinking and wonder. If she could complete the act questioning itself, did she really understand the concept of prophecy? Always coming in her nocturnal dreams, awakening cold sweats and finger activity. He had taken her far away from her body into the modified color of her sensation into his kaleidoscope point of self-question. How could he make her experience him in her own mind? She hadn't yet realized the meaning when he said, I must have your mind to make your inner body satisfied. And now we'll have a track from the international radio host DJ Brother O.
Tell you that I'm local, brother. Keep a check in. clear like the Coco Brothers. My nigga still Smith the West my me. Hard-headed to God bodies, couldn't teach a lesson to me. Our keys couldn't reach me, me because of church boys. I was outside with a gun, moving at work, boys. What up, naughty head, bald head, bare men. Some niggas sizzling us, we can't stare men. Strive to a fricassee, and I know I'm wicked, so I don't wear rosary or Vicabee. No crosses, no Bible or Quran, just the Bible on my mind with a gun up in my palm. All spiritual, nigga, I'm all lyrical. Dying, come back, I'm the ghost of all miracles. I told them I could spare Medusa, they think I'm high, but I'm really trying to see in the future and shoot you.
I'll take that shit out on Sunday.
And now the DA wanna chase, cause the way I beat the case was a slap in the face. And now we looking like an asshole, hotter than Tabasco, trying to stop the cash flow. But I'm cooler than the other side of the pillow. He wanna give me years that end with a zero. And it's a trap trying to get rich. You got rats and all types of bullshit. The connects up, or the money short, or they wanna play, for the shit they brought. Better stop buying in the rations. Multiply, then divide into fractions. Got opportunities to go global. Heard it click and switch the chip in the mobile. Shake the feds off my coattail. Sell a little homie who the people a remote sell.
Now that's all. Shot like this, dude, I never miss.
Listen. A lot of whack niggas rapping now and I know why. One cornball pop, so the rest wanna go try. All praises due to a law, no bow tie. Whole family stay stoned, I'm so sly. Cry now, cry later, no laughing. Cocaine hells in the crib, so aspen. No acting, old King Woodbine. Blow caps back and your whole damn team die. Slate master, I sell white girl. I don't eat ham, motherfucker, I might Earl. Sean Price, I got the murder flow. Rap president, rule the world, Curtis Blow. Curtis Blow, don't fuck about nobody, I hold shoddy. Upstate New York is where my throw bodies. Body. Sean Grimy, nigga, rape you, make you sing it again. Ron Isley, nigga, now that's hard. Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
I remember when the bars was hard. Now rap cats play guitar, singing songs for broads. Video fixing, follow the stars. Says she wanna be a Barbie doll, Nicki Minaj. What's happening now? No even the Ross. When you hear that clap of sound, won't be no applause. I don't feel a bodyguard, but my body is God. Body everybody, that's your squad. The bottom line is my signature. Your miniature, your caricature. I don't listen to y'all, rapper listen to Sean. Pete told me fuck rap and get the missiles and bombs. Don't get involved with niggas ripping their songs. I don't battle rap, I rat a tat in middle of war. Strike the bars, cover the scars. General Stonewall, Chrome 4, cover the palm. And that's hard, that's hard.
Respect for Hall of Fame 4-time for getting it in.
putting this Sound Therapeutics collection together tonight. Definitely want to get it in to Mother Sister Bessie. She is a soul stirrer, loving your latest. And Mother Sister Bessie, if you are listening, that's the key to not only selling your poetry. Trust me. People need to hear that tone of voice because it's all about sound. Your sound is your signature. Now, as far as you, Mr. Boston, you know, if I didn't know no better, you was playing stage tonight. I don't know if – I don't want to put you on the spot. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I want to put you on the spot. How did you inherit that name? Because I used to play stage back in the day now. You got to have a little hood to comprehend playing stage.
Well –
Have you and another partner ran a Boston on somebody before? Is that how you got that name?
Yeah, I my original name was Caliism because I was California is him, because I came from California and I moved to Boston, and so being in Boston, Caliism wasn't going to work. You understand? Decided that a name change would change. So Kane Spade, who was over at DSR, where I'm on my other show, DSR, he changed the name to Mr. Boston. And that's how I got that name. That's exactly how
okay,
I got
it. Well, I'm loving your travels as a traveling man. And I'm going to be honest with you. I thought you got it from playing stage, man, you know. But, hey. You know,
hold on, Mr. Boston. I'm going to get Woody right now. You know, he's still fresh after that Battle Network Stars. You know, you talking about hitting the Boston, man. You from Nam down there, man. Listen to City, North Carolina. Everybody, man, get to talk to everybody listening down there in the Southland. He says, we caught, man, you know, where we from, man. We caught bumping and rubbing them heads, bro. If I get you to stay and you don't even have one single head, start rubbing them heads, baby. I'm out.
There you go. And look, if you don't mind, I know other people want to call in, sir. And
I got something to say to you, though. I follow you a lot. I read a lot of your stuff, and I listen to a lot of your video. My father was a Grandmaster Mason, and a lot of the things that you say I've heard from him over the years. You know what I'm saying? So I follow you a lot. I follow your teachings a lot, you know. And so, you know, I just want to say this, man. You teach well. You teach in a great way, bro. Follow you. I listen. I pay attention. Okay, I might not say much because I don't want to give me away. You understand? So I listen. I read. Okay? I don't want to tell you where I'm at in that just yet, but that time will come where we'll walk eastward together. You understand?
Oh, no, he didn't. Hey, look, I know other people probably want to call and tune in. Thank you so much for the honor that you have given me, that you showed me. Now,
yes, before I
go, I want to open up Lost Book of Hoonies. What a lot of people don't read is a person can be born more than twice, but normally two times on this plane. Those people who come to know themselves, because that's what it's about. And I have been sharing for people that I studied myself more than any book. Yes, I'm a proud hold a master's degree in religious studies. You get what I'm saying? It took me quite a while to get it, but that's beyond the point as far as my paperwork. The bottom line is, as a traveling man who's traveled internationally, this is the missing piece of the puzzle, because those people who watch me, and that's why I commemorate June 13th, 1985, which was really my rebirth, not my natural birth. My natural birth took place many, many years earlier. So even though I appreciate it, you know, and both of those things happen on a Thursday, those who know something very, very special happens on a Thursday.
Well,
okay?
I'm going to say this to you, brother.
Okay.
I'm gonna say this to you, brother, because you know what I mean when I tell you this. When a child is born and his father never teaches him how to make a raft to go across the river to the other side of the bank, a child will never know nothing. If a man never ever travels the earth, he will remain dumb. You know where I'm going with that.
Yes, indeed. You know what? Don't make me catch the ghost holy up here, man. Look, Michael rowed the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Michael rowed your boat ashore. You know about that, right? Anyway, let me get off of here. Hey, I'm loving. I'm loving what I'm hearing, man. And you're one of the few that actually steers Magic Man's soul. Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna have to change numbers one day, man, so we can stay in better touch than we are right here at this particular time. We need to go. We need to touch base further than just this. Okay.
I'm a traveling man, so I'll see you in person. Trust me. I'm a traveling man, so we will be there at the same place and time in the future. Okay.
Okay. And I'll
meet you
with open arms. Shalom. Shalom. All right. She lies with her back on hell's gate, smothering an entrance of evil. Her character, the explanation of why. Why she was divine selection, and selected to birth Mother Earth. And man shall see her on nursery, personalized, prophetic, visionary aspects fulfilled as prophecy and reason. Her birthplace in the temple beside the windless moon. There the spirit of earth tells the assembled company of the miraculous effects how with little change shaped the hue. Now the spirit of the hour appears to report the success of her last journey to describe finally the state of man under new dispensation, under the painted veil by those who were called life. The loathsome mask has fallen off and man remains in awe. Gentle, wise, the loftiest star of ascended heaven, and foolish love undone. No fear to sheath, and thus Mother Earth gives her suppliant soul who grants man his wish for life. The matron of the great now civilization, as the world mocks her veins of virtue as she bears another earth, the heir to her higher house, feeding the womanhood to prove her daughter's birth resurrection from where the man's world left her last eclipse under the free heavens. Her heritage forever, while she rested as her dreams rolled toward the cities of love to soothe the bosom of hope, pleased to find herself rich, a gentlewoman whom of truth of life. She has birthed resurrection into the omen of the earth, and all should be between if that birth be which love has made so fair. Since both from Adam were Eve descended, only more dear to her deliverance, and the wind sighed, answered her prayer, beloved in his eye, and gazed upon the form he loved with soul pride, tender echoes resolve in resurrection. I'm going to do this piece called, this is a free spit. It's called Unwinding Her Inner Court. Knock. 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 She came to the door. I was hoping she came to the door with the see-through OKC through Jersey. Instead, she came in a full-length birthday suit. Her thoughts were my thoughts to go downtown 5-5, and so fine, I almost passed out. The beauty of her breast and a full set of chocolate nipples looked delicious, and soon I would ask why. While I stood there, done in by her beauty, she was my tonight mistaking in the moment of now, her after and lifetime. Tonight, she is all mind uninhibited. Tonight, she would be bold. Her intellect was a match with mine, taking her in the charm I draped over her. Her naked breast was, looked so delicious. I was intent on satisfaction. Communication and the rest will come with tongue and finger articulation. articulating resistance to fall down on her feet just to spank her round pump ass and whip that pussy into submission. Come, baby, come with me. Let your body, beautiful ebony skin, fit perfect in my arm. I want your spirit, your soul, and that ass to make my own tears cry. Everything about you inspires me to make love to you. I don't want to hit it. I want to stick it up like a bank holdup. And to do all your inner jewels, the weight was worth it. Your loving force is erotic, sexy, magnetic, with intensive fantasy. But I warn you, I'm going to eat the lining out of your vagina, suck you clit until your inner sugar babies turn to bear rabbit syrup. And that's that piece. And now we're about to have a track by the international DJ, brother. Oh! Do your thing, baby.
Pump, pump your brakes. If they saying we hot when they conversate, I'm on my Andre, I shine like a constellation. One of many I've been reppin' for the Zulu Nation. No time wasting. We stay ahead like Asians in zones, check it like phones, I'm killing it lately. Bring back the basement like I choked them with laces. They'll never hold me back like a mouth full of braces. I get bunker up like corrupt in 98. Whatever coast I'm trying to hold the globe in the race. I'm Turtis, in the end I still go the furthest. Curtains like Eminem call, you niggas hurting. In your feelings when he lost control, I'm having visions of you with commode. Throw up when I show up and this my easy flow. Diamond in the rough, the homie Diamond D should know. And it's the proof to show.
Pump the brakes. If they saying we ain't hot when they conversate, they gotta pump the brakes. I'ma shine when I rhyme like the month of May.
Pump the brakes.
Before you crash, I'ma outlast them in your days.
Pump the brakes.
If they saying we ain't hot when they conversate,
yo. Pump your brakes, we take no shorts. Me and my cohort score, giving you that much more. Nefarious efforts get met with a sword. So, oh, stay loyal and keep on to your cause.
Right.
Through the vision, send you back to the boards. And of course, we keep it classic, cause that's what this affords. On the course to the top, suckers hope that you flop. Then they see you with the legends and they hop on your jock. I'm amused at the moves, how they plan and they plot. And be shocked when you excel, want to get what you got. But I keep a cool head, pull a hammer out the tool shed, crack the bedrock, lay the foundation and watch. We get the building and they sure to catch feelings. I could bet you a million they ain't ready for the realest.
Nope.
Deal with it. You ain't talking about no real limits. Actors and gimmicks, wrap it up, yo, you finished. Diminished. The minute you was hoeing for that rose gold, it's that same minute that I assume the control. Fraudulent fakes can carry the weight with rhapsody, boogie bee, diamond digging and crates. So pump breaks, nigga.
Pump, 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 pump the brakes. If they saying we ain't hot when they conversate, they gotta pump the brakes. I'ma shine when I rhyme like the month of May.
Pump the brakes.
When you crash, I'ma outlast so many of your days.
Pump the brakes.
If they saying we ain't hot when they conversate, it's like
dropping the speed, but slowing and sowing a seed. Obstacles breathe the air that you need. Opposition to the vision keeps you wishing on your mission focused. Whatever the speedway you open, better exceed. Not just hoping, claim to call it as my own it. Never doubting cause I'm on it. Best believe and achieve in the gifts we needin'. Excellence is the call to beacon. Answer it when the phone is ringing. Hello? Dial toning. You wasn't even there yet. I learned to expect. Already ready for the next step. Why you still waiting on the check? Just come equipped before you get lost. Brace yourself and pay the cost to be the boss. Just cause we win don't mean we never lost. Just learn from it. You'll travel far. We got to raise the bar, stars.
They gotta pump the brakes. I'ma shine when I rhyme like the month of May.
Pump the brakes.
When you crash, I'ma outlast so many of your days.
Pump the brakes.
If they saying we ain't hot when they conversate, it's like
slow down, baby. Slow down, baby. Slow down, baby.
Slow down, baby.
Slow down, baby.
Slow down, baby.
Pump your brakes and just slow down, baby.
Slow down, baby.
Slow down, baby.
Slow down, baby.
He placed his hands in her cranial passage and put multiple spins on her halo. The first intrusion of matching her fire, she thought she couldn't be penetrated, but when her
cuts. Her internal vein, her legs open like a customized curtain. The beginning of a distinct realization. She was under the Kellyan spell there. He dispelled. He wasn't after her vaginal canal. He was on a mission to place her under submission and capture her soul. It exploded. Her fire, the master of her fame, explained tenfold that if she came into his fold, he would become merciless. Yet she chose to make the journey. You desire his passion as the balm for her tattered soul, and her submission reawakens every dominant instinct in his body. His right hand filled her heart. His left captured her soul. He claimed her, restrained her, dominated her as the master of what he was, the master of her flames. She let him crack her composure for one night of hardcore passion, including the spanking and domination that turned her into pudding of sexual guidance. She couldn't wait to be branded deeper with his domination. She begged for three-part harmony again, but deep his drive makes her body sing. Thick, hard discipline is exactly what her soul needs to find its way back to life and love once again. His inner grizzly roars to life as she surrenders to his passion, to his domination factor. The only way out is to confront the reality of she must give him the fire of her body, including what could be her last breath, with three illicit desires collide in nights of explosive passion. Can her love survive the flames of its pounding ember as her spirit's bathed? Reach for it. Ride harder. Reach deeper for the flame. An affirmation of what should be the master of her flames. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is Ngozi time.
Well, first of all, I want to thank Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sam tonight, for a wonderful show. What more can we say that hasn't already been said? Hey, man, this is what he does. He does it on many different avenues and many different situations. And now we have our commissioner, the Giving Ghosty Time.
All right, Mr. Boston, that was a very, very awesome show tonight. I loved all your poetry. And like Brother Hooney said, your voice is absolutely astonishing. WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're on Pinterest, Instagram, and Twitter at Ngozi_time and Oladele Nolewe Ngozi at Facebook. Any comments and suggestions for our wonderful programming tonight? Oladele.ngozi@my.com. For our mother's and father's favorite producer, Oladele Nolewe Ngozi, I am WBNN Commissioner Dr. Chinchilla J, saying good night and good luck to all of the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis. And now back to Jeffrey, Mr. Boston Sanders.
Why, thank you. Ladies, let me clue you in on a little thing about me so you won't be afraid. Ladies, no need to worry. No need to be afraid of my thoughts. For a moment, just stop thinking. I didn't come to trouble your mind. I am just the return of your summer past to make your smile pass yesterday of half note. But I told you so, that on return you would be ready to submit and see your thighs already trembling into weakness in my own wetness. Ooh-wee, baby. I'm willing to bring you in under the morning dew and lick every blossom until you spread and spasm and trembling overflows until my tongue feels like the sun and run your body into vibrations fast and strong until unconsciousness and set your soul afloat in mystic notions and my throbbing ceases in mystic connotation. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Boss of Chronicles, a.k.a. Jeffrey Sanders on WBBN. hosted by none other than Cozy Time Multimedia. And good night.